can companies avoid shoppers wanting to keep their products secret? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Colleen Kirk, assistant professor in the Department of Management and Marketing at the New York Institute of Technology, examines the territorial behavior shoppers have about their favorite products or places.
When shoppers feel the delight of discovering that perfect something, it sparks what is called psychological ownership. This phenomenon helps companies market their products, but they need to be aware of a side effect of psychological ownership: territorial behavior. My colleagues and I have discovered that consumers who feel psychological ownership risk feeling infringed upon, either by shoppers or by employees. And when consumers feel infringed, they are likely to strike back in ways that may hurt business. Our research shows that there are three ways to demonstrate psychological ownership. Tell of your intimate knowledge of something, such as when you say, "I know this little pizza place really well." Touch or control something, such as when you put something in your shopping bag. Customize something, such as telling a server you want extra tomatoes in your salad. Our research team experimented with people who felt psychological ownership over something tangible, such as a cup of coffee, or intangible, such as a design. These consumers felt infringed when others communicated their own psychological ownership over the same things. Customers who feel infringed are likely to leave a smaller tip for a server, to leave a store without buying anything, and not to return to the offending business. We even observed retaliatory behavior. When an infringing person dropped a dollar bill or a pen, the infringed person was less likely to mention it. What do employees do to provoke territoriality? It could be a server touching a customer's plate before they've finished eating, or an employee unintentionally belittling a customer's thorough research about a product with a show of superior knowledge. While we consumers might need to be careful not to touch something another shopper has claimed, businesses should be especially careful not to trespass on someone else's psychological ownership.
That was Colleen Kirk of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.